Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, just named part of NBC's Football Night in America set crew for this fall, Jason Garrett. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing? How you guys doing this morning? Doing pretty well this morning?
We're doing great.
Congrats on your gig.
Good. Good to be on with you guys. And by you guys, I mean the guys I'm on with right now.
Yes.
And by right now, I mean the time immediately after the preceding moment. So I just wanted to say that in order to orient the listener as to which moment of time I'm speaking of.
Okay. Well, we got you. Hey, I've enjoyed your announcing on the USFL games.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much. I like that you said that, and that after you said it, that I appreciated it. I appreciated it. I'm really happy with what I'm doing now. I'm glad to be gone from the Cowboys organizational football team. I've been gone for years now. How many years has it been?
Just a couple, yeah.
Yeah, 2 years. And I'm glad I'm gone because nothing ever changes there in Dallas. I mean, Jerry's still the GM, right?
Right.
Jerry still cares more about the business of the Cowboys than the football of the Cowboys.
Yeah, right? Seems to, yeah.
Jerry still only has 3 kids.
That's changed.
Nothing ever changes there.
There's some news on. We don't have time to get into it, but yeah.
Yeah, as you guys know, I'm here to promote the Football Night in America. I'm on that studio set.
Yeah.
Studio set.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, too. I appreciate that, and I appreciated the thing that you said earlier that I was doing pretty well.
Okay.
So that's 2 pieces of appreciation I have right now.
So what are you going to bring to the table there for Football Night in America?
Well, I'm not planning to bring anything to the table.
Stop it. We'll cross-pollinate.
I'm insane now.
I'll be on the pregame show, and that's the show that's previous to the game.
Right.
In case people are wondering what pre is short for, it's previous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe it's a Latin prefix, and that's kind of circular, right? It's a prefix that means pre, and it's circular there. But anyway, it got into a logic loop, and I apologize for that.
That's okay.
To your listeners. So, yeah, I'm going to be on there with the Maria Taylor and the Tony Dungy.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so 2 African-Americans balanced with the whitest guy in America.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think NBC is bringing me on board. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
My little voice crack. Been yelling at my crew, trying to motivate them. That's
your
what
crew?
I do. Yeah, the crew here at NBC. I've been just yelling at them this morning.
Okay.
Giving them a speech about the importance of breakfast and eating their BF and blueberries.
Okay. Hope that goes over well.
But I think they're bringing me on because I'm an expert on inoffensive middle-of-the-road performance. That's what I specialize in.
Yes.
I'm not going to lose them any sponsors.
That's true. Right.
I don't think you will. The sponsors. My job is to get on there and be a verbal lava lamp. Just spew a diarrhea worth of words that at the end leaves you feeling unsatisfied, but you can't really pin your finger on what was actually said. That's what I'm going for.
Right.
That's what I'm going for. And you guys know I'm rumored to replace the Drew Brees on the Notre Dame broadcast.
Yeah, we've heard that.
There. Yeah, can you tell us if that's going to happen?
Yeah, at this rate, I'm going to be replacing Drew Brees in his marriage. I just take every job that Drew Brees wants to have.
Well, hope not.
Now, I can't confirm the rumors that I'm going to replace him on the Notre Dame broadcast, but you know, I only wish Mike Tirico was still there.
Yeah.
I like it that he's handsy and no one talks about it anymore.
He got past that.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, so I'm going to lobby for Tony Romo to join me on that broadcast.
I'd
love to get Tony in there just to get the ineffective football bunch back together.
Yeah, he's tied up with another network right now. He probably can't do that.
Yeah, that reminds me. I wanted to tell you guys a story. Tell you a story.
Okay.
Oh, no.
There's a story. It's about a guy.
Uh-huh.
It's about a guy, and the guy was running, and he was running, and he was running. He's being chased by a lion.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's running from the lion, so he's trying to get away from the lion, so he's just running and running, and he looks back, and the lion's chasing him, so he turns back, and he's running, and then he comes up, and he's got a cliff. There's a cliff in front of him, and he's been running towards the cliff because the lion behind him. Decision to make. Does he face the lion? Does he jump off the cliff? Jumps off the cliff. Decides to jump off the cliff after the whole running thing that I was talking about
right,
earlier.
Yeah.
And he jumps off the cliff, and he's falling.
Right.
He looks down below, yeah. and he sees Billie Jean King waiting there with a group of alligators, and he doesn't know what to do. So, but as he's falling, he looks in front of him and he sees a strawberry. It's growing out of the side of the cliff, and he reaches out and he eats it. He eats it.
And glad we heard that again. Yeah, you're a great storyteller.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to more stuff like that on NBC.
Okay. Football Night in America. Yeah. All right, we'll see you.
Good morning.
There he goes, Jason Garrett.